Oh, yeah. All right. You can hear the music. You can see me. It's the Matthew Rayburn Show. Yes, I'm Matthew Rayburn. We're going to have a great day. It's a beautiful Tuesday outside. I've been quite productive today, getting a lot of things done, getting a lot of things established. It's a brand new show. You're going to be seeing a lot more of me. Learn to love it, folks. I'm back. Yeah. Woo. You got to dance. You got to live life. You got to look a little fly. You got to be a little eccentric. You got to be a little bit bold. You got to be a little bit extra. Why? Because there's a lot of boring people out there, and it's quite sad, in my opinion. They're not very curious. It's rough. But what I do know is that I'm in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And I know my audience is as well. The Lord is on my side. Romans 8:31, and I'm stoked for life, baby. Let's continue to dance. Welcome to the Renewed Restoration Studios. Once again, I'm Matthew Rayburn, and I'm your host for the Matthew Rayburn Show. I'm loving life to the fullest, and I'm so thankful that you're with us. I'm so thankful that you're joining me. I'm going to be doing some separate segments, some various segments, some blasting out on the other platforms. You're going to be seeing a lot more of me, and I'm really thankful for that. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Let's begin the show. You got to turn down the music. Otherwise, you won't be able to hear me. Oh, my goodness gracious. You doing good? Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm living life to the fullest. Once again, this is the Renewed Restoration Studio. I'm Matthew Rayburn, host of the Matthew Rayburn Show. Thank you so much for joining me live here on Instagram. I'll be posting this on Rumble and YouTube and Facebook later, and then chopping it up and then annoying people with stories and reels. It's going to be quite fun, guys. I'm so thankful. Matthew Rayburn Show! So I mentioned before that the Lord is on my side. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I claimed for him to be my Holy Father, and I'm super thankful for that. And I hope that you're a believer as well, and we'll have various episodes in the future about Romans Road and how to be part of God's family and how to spread the gospel and all that said. But what I really wanted to read, something super simple that's super powerful. It's the second half of Romans 8:31. This is coming from the King James Version. If God be for us, who can be against us? No one. The answer is no one. My father's on my side. My mother's on my side. The rest of my whole family's on my side. My church is on my side. My friends are on my side. Some of the community, I didn't even know was on my side. They're on my side, and I'm thankful for it. Who's also on my side? God. I'm not afraid to claim that. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm thankful. I'm full of joy. I'm full of hope. I'm full of power and vigor and honesty and boldness. I love it. I love life, okay? And I love life because he loved me first. He's on my side. He's Yahweh Yeshua. He's the king of everything. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. I'm so, so thankful the Lord Jesus Christ is on my side. Read your Bible. If you want to know what God is trying to say to you, read his word. He's trying to talk to you. So look, apparently he wanted to tell me today that he's on my side. And so I'm so thankful that I'm doing this show again, and I'm being bold and I'm being brave. You're invited to be on the show, by the way. You're invited to celebrate life and to speak about bold subject matters, whatever the case may be, here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. There's no going back. So I already have somewhat of an established presence here on social media, and I've claimed Christ several times. So there's no going back. I love me some Jesus. So there's no going back in the sense of this is not who I am and what I do. This is not how I like to dress. I like to dress a little different. Or I like to be a little bold. I like to be a little brash. I'm thankful for it. It's good. I'm so thankful that I have the ability to be here and to do the things that I have to do with these tools, because we all have these TV studios in our pocket. And I'm so thankful that I get to try different camera angles and different lighting techniques, warm and soft and flush and yada, yada. And so you're going to be seeing a lot of different variations, maybe some filters, maybe some editing for the first time in the Matthew Rayburn Show's existence. And that might help out when it comes to timing, when it comes to speed, when it comes to my off-cuff situations, which are nice and fun. I mean, that's the whole reason about being live. But I'm so thankful. And so there's just no way that I could go back. Something I wanted to open this up to is, are you a local business owner? Do you would like to grow your business? Would you like the community and others to know how you can service them and provide what you can provide for them? Want to make more money? Come on the Matthew Rayburn Show or become a sponsor of the Matthew Rayburn Show. And we can discuss the script. We can discuss commercials. We can discuss all kinds of things. What you want to be said and not said and want to be looked at or not looked at, whatever the case may be. I've got several different sponsors of the show. Some of them want to be told about, some of them don't. But that's life. You know, they still want to sponsor this great project, and they back me, they believe in me, and they believe in the show, and they believe in my audience. And so I'm so thankful that they're here and that you're watching and listening. And so once again, I'm offering commercial spaces here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. We can do a segment. We can talk about your business. We can talk about how you love life and how you love the community and how your service blesses them with that with you, with your service and your and what you do for them, whether it be construction, landscaping, dentistry, tea shop, candy shop. Are you running for office? We might not have too many politicians on because we'll probably be making fun of them. But you know, you're more than welcome to come on the show and spread whatever you have to say. Just don't curse and be dynamic and be listenable. And then you got to dance too. That's part of it. So once again, if you'd like to advertise on the Matthew Irvin Show, come on down. I'm not hard to get a hold of. Comment, you know, many different social medias. Google the name of this profile is the name of the show. Call me. Renewed Restoration. Call Joe Parsley at 317-339-5644 for a free estimate on your roofing, siding, or gutter replacement today. Joe Parsley is a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. I'm so thankful that he's sponsoring the show, and I'm so thankful that he's sponsoring the studio that I'm in, and I'm so thankful that he's part of my life, and what he does for the community is quite ideal. Get a free estimate. Get a free inspection on any roofing, siding, or gutter damage you may have, and he's ever there. He's able to replace it with a team that is second to none. Call Joe Parsley, 317-339-5644. Renewed Restoration. Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. The English language is very important. No, really, because it's vast, and it's broad, and it's special. And there's actually a word today that I just learned, and I've never used it. I'm excited to. I wish I would have found it in February. But let's see here. So it's coquetry. Coquetry is the word of the day. It's spelled C-O-Q-U-E-T-R-Y. Coquetry. It's a noun. Coquetry means a flirtatious act or attitude. Wink. No, but seriously, let's put it in a sentence. She enjoys using Valentine's Day as an opportunity for playful gifts and coquetry. Use coquetry in your social media posts today, in your vocabulary today, in your life today. I like to practice coquetry. I did it today at Lowe's when I was with a friend buying supplies. Coquetry, it goes far. I think I've gotten out of tickets because I had a lady cop and I winked at her. Wink, don't give me a ticket. I'm trying to use coquetry on you. Wink. Word of the day, coquetry, C-O-Q-U-E-T-R-Y. It's a noun. Use it. It's a good word. Coquetry. It's a three-syllable word. You got this. Coquetry is the word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Matt, what national day is it? There's actually quite several today. So we're going to go a little fast, even though I speak fast. There's so many that we need to go fast. Otherwise, you're going to get bored. You know that attention span us Americans have. It's real. National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. Hey, neighbor, can I do something good for you? No, I'm inside the studio. They can't hear me. But do something good for your neighbor. We all have neighbors, whether they be far, whether they be near, whether they be at Culver's, whether they be at Walmart, whether they be at the red light next to us, wherever they may be, the ones at church, those are your neighbors. Do something nice for them. Ask how you can help. Ask what you can do for them today. National Check Your Wipers Day. You got to be safe on the road, especially when it's raining and it's springtime and you're going to get those torrential rains. They're going to have you pull over on the highway because you didn't celebrate National Check Your Wipers Day and you should have gotten new wipers because you didn't check them. So make sure you do. Use hashtag National Check Your Wipers Day in your social media posts today. International Day of Light. This is one that I do want to read. We're all aware. International Day of Light. That's what it sounds like. Every year on May 16th, International Day of Light promotes awareness for and appreciation of light and the role it plays in science, art, education, and sustainable development. The day also recognizes the natural benefits of light, as well as its many technological applications. Use hashtag International Day of Light in your social media posts today, which I'll be doing for sure. Now, even though everyone knows what light is, it can be hard to define. Light is not just the opposite of darkness. It is electromagnetic radiation within the electromagnetic spectrum that it is perceived by the human eye. Visible light has wavelengths between 400 and 700 nanometers. Another way to define light is a stream of photons that travel within a wave-like pattern at the speed of light. National sorry, International Day of Light.
Day of Light.
National Love a Tree Day. Do you love trees? I do. I didn't hug a tree recently, but I'll hug a tree today. I got trees outside. I got trees outside the studio. I'll just hug them. I love trees. Trees put off oxygen. They take in carbon dioxide. We give off carbon dioxide and breathe in oxygen. We are flesh. They are tree. And it's a symbiotic relationship here on Earth. Thanks, God. You're great. You knew what you were doing. Woo! No, seriously, he does. It's great. It's, you know, kind of planned it. Intelligent design. It's wonderful. National Barbecue Day. Ah! I love barbecue. Goodness gracious. I need to check out. Wait, I think there might be some ribs being smoked somewhere near the studio. I did smell it, but I didn't believe it. It was one of those like mirage smells. Not like something I could see and didn't believe. It was something I smelled and didn't believe. National Barbecue Day. What kind of barbecue you like? Comment down below. Really, I have trouble finding food that I don't like, but I do like vinegar-based barbecue sauces. I do like to sweat behind the ear. I like to have that acid cut through the fatty meat, whether it be brisket, whether it be pork. Chicken's good, but I prefer like a sweeter, spicier sauce when it comes to chicken. It's interesting. I also love Carolina Gold sauce. I make my own version. I called it Hoosier Gold. Wink! It's delicious. Who doesn't love sauces and meats and smoke and parties and love and togetherness? Come on now. Come on. Use hashtag National Barbecue Day in your social media posts today. National Piercing Day. I don't have any piercings. I don't plan on getting any piercings. I would have a fake piercing if I was in a role, you know, if I was an actor. But I don't have. I've never had any piercings in the past. Never even fake ones. I've dated girls with plenty of various piercings. I've had friends with various piercings. If you enjoy piercings, you're bold. I prefer tattoos over piercings, but that's a whole other subject matter for another time. I prefer the permanentness of the tattoo, whereas I have that weird hole scar, fleshy, weird spot on my face from the piercing that I don't want anymore. Anyways, National Piercing Day. Get yourself pierced if you want to. I bet there's a special down at the local tattoo shop. National Piercing Day. National Biographer's Day. I don't know if I'm ever going to do a biography. I guess I would have to be told that I should do a biography because I think it would be too haughty and uppity. It was like, you know, what I should do?
A biography.
No, that seems a bit uppity. No, but it is National Biographer's Day. If you're a biographer or need a biography written, it's a great time to start on National Biographer's Day. It's also National Mimosa Day. Normally, mimosas are drank on brunch time. It's pretty much 50% OJ, 50% champagne. Real simple cocktail. It's served all kinds of different types of parties. Now that it's getting warmer, you're going to be seeing them a lot. They have mimosa-flavored gum, I think extra. I saw at the grocery store the other day. But that is quite delicious. National Mimosa Day. International Day of Living Together in Peace. That's just great. That's just great. It's kind of vague and amorphous. I read the description, but I didn't want to bring it to my audience. Because it's kind of UN-y and it's a little global initiative and a little bit collective. And it creeps me out. But it is International Day of Living Together in Peace. That's always nice. That's always nice. National Sea Monkey Day. I think sea monkeys are weird. They're weird. But they're cool in the sense that they're living creatures that you can keep on the shelf and they never really go bad. They are a form of brine shrimp. Sea monkeys, they're shrimp, but they're called sea monkeys because they got a little weird tail coming off of them. They're very small. I think like as long as the tip of your pinky, very, very small. But they all kind of swim around in a ball or a bowl. And there's different pictures of the sea monkeys. They got real popular after ant farms kind of went down in popularity. They got real big in the 50s. And the guy got real famous. The sea monkeys got famous by putting these ads in comic books. And so you could grow your own farm of monkeys of the sea, AKA brine shrimp, or it's a type of brine shrimp. Ooh, this looks good. I don't speak French, but I wish I did, but I'm going to try to say this. National Coquille Saint-Jacques Day, it's a dish. So the day celebrates this particular dish. On May 16th, we celebrate National Coquille Saint-Jacques Day. This classic French dish is scallops in a creamy wine sauce covered in breadcrumbs and cheese before it is browned, placed under the broiler. Delish. I wish I had a salamander in my kitchen. I'll have one in my dream kitchen. A salamander is where you would normally put the microwave, but it has like this like click lift shelf where you lift up the broiler and you broil. cooks usually make this seafood scallop dish with a mixture of butter, cream, mushrooms, and their favorite cheese. That sounds delicious. Use hashtag Coquille Saint Jacques Day. I'll try. And your social media post today. You like seafood, you like cheese, you like cooking, you like ovens. Come on now, celebrate today. We got how many more? Woo! One more. We got one more. National Classic Movie Day. When I think of classic movies, I think of E.T. I think of Casablanca. I think of black and white films. I think of Audrey Hepburn. I think of older films, old films. But what's funny about Classic Movie Day is if I were to ask my younger cousin, what's a classic movie? He would say, like, Wedding Crashers. Or he would say, it's still older, he's still aware of it. He would like the Hercules Disney animated film is classic. I guess it is over 20 years old. I guess that would classify as classic. Classic movies help us understand the beginnings of cinematography, the old world ways. You learn a lot about how things used to be looked and how they acted. You can learn a lot from them. It's good to not get rid of classic movies, like Song of the South, Zippity-Doo-Dah, that kind of situation. Know that behavior is not appropriate now, but then you could it was around and you could learn from it today. So we don't repeat it or whatever the learning lesson is from that particular movie. You can learn a lot from all kinds of movies, specifically classic movies. Use hashtag National Classic Movie Day in your social media posts today. National Day, it's great to celebrate life. Our specialty.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Matt, what are you drinking today? I'm drinking Market Spice Blend. Oh, that's good tea. That's really good tea. A little mix of both black and rooibos, Market Spice makes a perfect cinnamon and orange-filled cup of tea. It's a little bit lukewarm. I was preparing for the show and I poured it hot, but it's just as delicious as the smell. I'm intoxicated with it. Our specialty.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. There are several different types of teas on this particular website. I've been quite impressed with their selection, their customer service, and the response time through email. Contact them at ourspecialty.shop to get all of your loose leaf tea needs met. Market Spice Blend is delicious. Get some for yourself today. Ourspecialty.shop. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love that hymn. I love the love of Christ that I have in my heart that was given to me by him. I'm so thankful that I can use this love for everyone. I can sing his praises on air. I live in the greatest country ever. I am a very free individual. I'm bold and brave with my faith, and I would like for you to be as well. Comment down below. Let's get this ball rolling. I love singing. I love dancing. I love speaking. I love celebrating life. Let me know what hymns you'd like me to sing. Let me know what songs you want me to sing. I like to look ridiculous on air and croon, even though I think I look fly, but that's just me with my great bow tie and blazer. Anyways, I love you so much. In my heart, there rings a melody, baby. Weird news. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to... I just messed that segment up. It's okay, though. I'll go to coasttocoast.com for your weird news. Weird news is weird. I love news, and I love weird things. And together, it creates one of my favorite segments of the Matthew Urban Show, If I Can Speak English Correctly and Clearly. Wink. Headline. Eerie. I know I didn't want to read that. Here we go. Headline. Strangely aggressive rabbit terrorizes Iowa neighborhood. Weird. Let's read. Residents of a neighborhood in Iowa are on edge following a series of run-ins with a strangely aggressive rabbit that has a penchant for biting people. According to a local media report, the bizarre case occurred in the community of Perry, where the Bad Bunny, good music, seemingly turned one particular street into its territory. Roman Rustin fell to victim of the pugnacious rabbit last Friday when she encountered the creature, and it quickly went on the attack. Oh my goodness. Quote, it just jumps up and bites me, end quote. She recalled, quote, I was like, oh my gosh, I was just bit by a bunny, end quote. That's what she said. The animal's bloodlust was apparently not satiated as it then pursued her neighbor, weird, who was inside their car waiting outside the vehicle for the chance to attack and then chasing them all the way up their front door as they tried to escape. Upon reporting the incident to authorities, Rustin discovered that she was not the first individual to run afoul of this devilish lagomorph. Lagomorph is spelled L-A-G-O-M-O-R-F. Lagomorph is the scientific specimen name for rabbit. Quote, the police department says it's been a rabbit that has been around terrorizing people, end quote. She explained, cops in Perry confirmed the strange situation, saying that a 13-year-old girl had also recently been bitten by the animal. That's not good. While the youngster will be getting treated for rabies as a precautionary measure, Rustin says she's not all that concerned about getting sick as, quote, when it bit me, I didn't see any frothing. I didn't see it frothing at the mouth, end quote. Now, I still get checked, lady, okay? If any animal bit me, I just in case, I'm going to get checked. No one wants to get rabies. No one wants rabies. As the rabbit, wildlife officials managed to snag the creature shortly after receiving the report of last Friday's attack, and it was transported to the, listen to this, guys, to the property around the community's wastewater treatment plant. You think that might have been the problem originally? What if it's mutated? What if you got a mutant evil rabbit in your department and you just put it where it got mutated? It's going to come back with a vengeance. Here we go. It remains to be seen whether the diabolical bunny will be content to stay in its new home or if it will make a return to its former stomping grounds with revenge on its mind after residents drop the dime on it. Hey guys, you got to be careful with those bunnies. You got to be careful with that nature. It's beautiful. It's God-given, okay? It's intelligently designed. That bunny had something on its mind, okay? The bunny wasn't playing around. Some serious business here, okay? That bad bunny. Weird news. Kingdom Landscape. Austin Moxley. Call Austin Moxley with Kingdom Landscape. 317-296-3974. Austin Moxley is a great individual. He's an asset to my reality, and he will be to your yard. Landscaping and hardscaping is what he does best, and his team is second to none. Call 317-296-3974. For a free estimate today. Like I said, he's a great guy and he'll do great work. We got this beautiful weather outside and it's time to get your yard looking like you want it to. Hardscaping and landscaping, call Austin Moxley, 317-296-3974. Kingdom Landscape! Guys, I gotta go. I gotta stop doing the show right now, but I'm so thankful that you were here. I'm so thankful that you're listening. I'm so thankful that we're here together on this journey called the Matthew Rayburn Show. If you'd like to be on the show, comment down below, direct message me, get a hold of me. I'm not hard to get a hold of. Let's grow your business. Let's grow your profile. Let's grow your status. Let's grow together. Let's get this positive state of mind out there. Okay. I'm going to continue to state of betterment. And you're a positive force for good. And together that creates an explosion of greatness that we will take over the internet with our love of Christ and our love of people and our love of fun. No, really. So let's dance. Let's dance one more time today on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Once again, the Matthew Rayburn Show will be live Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. I don't know where I'll be or what I'll be wearing, but I'll be with you. And I'm so thankful for it. Let's dance. Can you hear the music? Let's get it louder. Oh, yeah! Guys, I love you so much, and I'm so thankful. Comment down below. Let's keep going, baby. Let's do this thing. Matthew Rayburn Show!